It's episode 101 of the Nerdstravaganza podcast, a podcast that will never go to the dogs. I'm Tom.
I'm Eric.
I'm Brian.
And in honor of our 101st episode, we'll be discussing 101 things that fascinate us. But before we run down that list, let us fascinate you with a brief recap of recent events in our lives by means of our weekly geekly, geekly weekly update. Brian, you go first. What have you been up to, man?
There's a little convention put on near here that's, it's really upstart. It is very mini, actually. That's kind of, I guess, where they get the name. 300 people attended, maybe. But it's such a nice, intimate setting. And it's really, like, I don't know. I like seeing a con grow like that. Because the first time I went, there was, like, 50 people. And now there's 300. And it's just moving up. I dig that.
Very cool. So pretty much mini con?
Yep.
All right, what about you, Eric?
For this week, you know, I started playing a game that I didn't know whether or not I would like, because I think a lot of transitions from, let's say, console gaming to mobile gaming don't really work. They either force it completely or it loses completely what the game is like. So I tried, based purely on reviews, Hitman Go for iOS. Now, if you've played the Hitman series, you know, it's like a stealth action shooter kind of game. They've completely revamped it for iOS to make it kind of touchscreen friendly. And it's no longer anything like that, but it still feels like that. It's now a board game. It's a stealth tabletop digital board game. And it's fantastic. I was amazed at how good they put this together. So it feels a little like a puzzler, a little like stealth action, and it really just works. And the visuals, I like the way they did the visuals. I'm really happy with it. So I've played it quite a bit, trying to get a little further than I am, because I don't think I'm far enough where it really hits that challenging stride, but it's been challenging here and there. But since we're talking about cons, another announcement was made this week, and I wanted to touch on that real quick, of a con that we're going to be, well, it's not necessarily a con, but an event that we're going to be participating in, since we now have an official date, but August 9th of this year, will be the Asheville Toy Expo, or what's being lovingly called ATE. And it's the first event of its kind. They did a smaller event, a vintage toy show or vintage toy fair, earlier this year, but they're doing a major event, and it's at a pretty big venue. For those who know Asheville, it's at the Orange Peel in Asheville, which is a huge music venue, big club, pretty famous. So it should be pretty exciting, and we're going to have a presence there.
Sounds like a plan to me. I'm looking forward to visiting Asheville and having a presence there. Does that conclude your update?
That's the most of it for me.
All right. Then I'll be pretty brief before we get into this lengthy list of 101 fascinations. I also attended MiniCon with Brian, where we did a cool panel on how to podcast, given our set of talent, time, and money. I think we do that fairly successfully. I was also able to find a Dragon Quest VIII Yangus figure, and that is 2 out of 4 from that line of action figures I am trying to collect. I was really happy. That was just a... Ask Brian. I've been looking for that for like years and really got lucky picking that up, so happy about that. And picked up a new game for the Nintendo 3DS called Disney Magical World. Listeners to the podcast and you guys will know that I'm something of a Disney fan, and this game is awesome. It combines basically Animal Crossing with Disney, with predictable results. I have to force myself to put this game down. So if you're into Disney, if you're into Animal Crossing, or if you're into stuff I'm into, and this probably should make my list, but I don't know if it's going to. I think I need to add it. Disney Magical World for the Nintendo 3DS. And speaking of things we like, I guess it's time to jump into our list. So, in honor of our 101st episode, 101 Fascinations... That's no play on any proprietary title of any kind, I promise you. And with all of our lawyer fending off language out of the way, Eric, kick us off. What's your first one?
All right, so we're just throwing these out there, right? And we're going to make a list of 101.
Yep.
All right, so I'll start where we probably start every episode we've done lately. Cosmos.
Yay!
Absolutely have to put Cosmos on the list.
The other two will give a yay or nay in response. I give that one a yay.
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 That brings it to me, WWE Wrestling.
Yay.
Nay.
Nay.
A yay and a nay on that.
I was forced to watch wrestling as a kid. It was the only thing on the single television we had, and I hated it, and I've never gotten over that. I can't stand wrestling.
I've had my ups and downs with it, but it has never been like a hate. I've always really enjoyed it for the most part.
I'm into dice games. They're games where you basically roll dice and positive outcomes are better than negative outcomes, but they're themed about saving maidens from monsters. They're themed about taking treasures from pirates. They're themed about beating the dragon with a party of adventurers. It's portable. It's easy. It's quick. It's fun. I like those.
I've played a few. I'm going to say yay.
I'm going to say yay as well.
That brings it back to me. And I think I'm starting with all my obvious ones, but the Alien franchise, the Alien movies.
Yay.
For those who know me, I'm a big collector, big fan, absolutely love it. Prometheus will not make the list.
I yay this.
Agreed.
Final Fantasy, that's my next one, the franchise in general. It's got its ups, it's got its downs, but on balance, I love it.
Two yays.
Big yay.
Hooray.
War Machine, the popular wargaming tabletop miniatures game.
Yay.
This is where I get to out myself and say I've never actually played it.
Boo.
We have to initiate you, man. It's fun.
I'm willing to give it a shot, so I can't yay or nay it. I just have no idea. I don't know if we have a category for that.
Abstain.
Yeah, we'll abstain.
The yays have it. Nevertheless.
Vintage Star Wars toys.
Yay.
Yay.
And I'm going to elaborate on this. There's a reason I say vintage and not just Star Wars toys as a whole, because there have been some cool ones in recent events, but something I loved about the old ones, and I don't know whether you guys will agree when I follow this up, is that, one, they weren't very jointed at all, and two, all of them were essentially the same pose, which is very displayable. They're literally just arms at their sides, standing forward like they're at attention, and I liked that.
I think it's nostalgia for me. I mean, I would probably argue that the new ones are quote-unquote better, but I prefer the old ones because they remind me of being a kid and Zare and like $2.99.
I give it a strong yay. The nostalgia factor wins over every objection I might have. Dragon Quest, also known as Dragon Warrior, depending on when you played it in time, an excellent Enix RPG series, now Square Enix.
Squeenix.
Yes.
Squeenix. Who also made that Hitman game I was mentioning.
Oh, very cool.
Yay.
Gonna give it a yay.
Yay for yay!
Yay. Star Wars Legos, but not like the $300 Millennium Falcon versions. The little $4.99 versions that you find in a bag at the front, like the checkout counters, like the impulse buys. I love those. I have like 12 TIE Fighters, Rebel Cruisers, X-Wings, just a bunch of like tiny little ships put together with like 20 pieces.
So the little kits and the minifigs, let's say.
Yeah, the minifigs, basically.
Minifigs.
Not the huge like productions. Although those are probably fun, too. I just don't blow a lot of money on them.
You know, they're fun. My issue with Legos is that I love putting them together. I love, especially as a kid, I loved the Technic sets that came out probably when I was around 12 or 13. Absolutely loved those because they had some functionality on top of it. I never know what to do with them when I'm done. I mean, they're kind of displayable, but at the same time, you're paranoid the cat's going to knock it over and you're going to have to rebuild it. The building part was the fun part.
So is that a yay?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a yay overall, but it's kind of the building and not so much the having when it comes to Lego.
I'm going to give it a yay in principle. I'm not sure I've encountered these exact sets, but Star Wars, Lego, and Impulse Buy comes together for a yay.
All right, I guess we're on number 11 at this point. I'm going to go with Hayao Miyazaki films. All Hayao Miyazaki films, although, again, I think there's, like, a hierarchy to which ones I like better than others, but I couldn't narrow it down. I gotta go with all of them.
Yay.
Yay.
I mean, if you had to name a favorite, what would the favorite be?
Probably Ninja Scroll.
Ah, you're being funny.
Jesus, I'm drawing a blank. What was the, it was Spirited Away, right?
Yeah, Spirited Yes. Away is not only my favorite, I think it's my favorite animated film ever made.
I saw The Wind Rises recently. I like that. I won't say it's my favorite, but it's the one most prominent in my mind. Great film.
It is a great film, and I think I give a close number two to Princess Mononoke.
Excellent. That might be my number one.
I think Claire Danes when I think of that, so I dislike it.
You know, the dubbing that Disney has done was not terrible. It's not great. It's still dubbing, but it's not terrible.
It's still dubstep, right? With you.
Wub, wub, wub.
Exactly. Okay, speaking of Japan, the awesome classic fighting series, Samurai Showdown.
Oh, that's a big yes.
Yay.
Can we make an exclusion, though?
Yes.
I don't know if you remember Samurai Showdown 64.
Nope.
That never existed.
Never existed. Moving on.
Okay.
easy one for me, Kickstarter.
Yeah, big yay on that one.
Qualified yay on that one. I think some of the practices of Kickstarter people, some local fundraisers especially, makes me a little ambivalent. But overall, I guess a yay.
The tool is definitely abused. I agree.
Yeah, I was going to say that falls on one, abuse, and two, the user to just kind of be a buyer beware.
Yes.
And we're back to me again. I'm wearing it, so I'm going to say it. My Pebble smartwatch. I absolutely love my Pebble smartwatch. And the funny thing is, if we had voted on this a year ago, I probably would have hated my Pebble smartwatch.
I'll say yay. It's a neat gadget. I see you enjoying it, and when I've checked it out, it's cool, and I like the customizable face.
No experience. Abstain.
I think my love for it comes from the fact that I am a teacher, and it's not like I can readily pull my phone out of my pocket in the middle of what I'm doing. So if I do get a text message, which may be work-related sometimes, it's right there. I can read it and just keep on doing what I'm doing. And it's got some fun, like, faces you could put on there.
The yays carry it. Two yays, one abstain. Claymore, the manga and anime series featuring teenage super weapon girls who fight big giant demon monsters.
Yay.
I have to abstain.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, you know, it's on, like, a list of things that I was always telling myself, like, I should read that, I should read this. And there's a long list of things I should or could have read that I haven't, and that's on it.
We're going to have to play War Machine and watch Claymore at the same time.
Agreed.
I think our first author makes the list, H.G. Wells.
Yeah, a massive yay. Massive. Yes.
I am so surprised by how influential this guy who was just writing, like, he was scientifically kind of conscious, but he was writing like pulp. He was just cranking it out to make money, basically. Like,
giving that one a yay.
Absolute yay on that one. The Mass Effect series, minus the iOS little mini game that was not so great.
Yay. I did the whole trilogy last summer and was totally worth it.
I'll abstain. I can't quite give it a yay, but I don't dislike it, so I don't want to give it an A, so abstain.
I've done about 6 walkthroughs or run-throughs of all 3 games at this point, you know, changing up gender, changing up the look of my character, changing up the class, and I never get tired of it. Like, right now talking about it, I'm ready to do another one.
I loved 1, but when I tried to play 2, I was, first off, oh, everything I knew about the entire universe is ended in the first 30 seconds. Yay! And for some reason, like, the new game just bored me. I didn't like it as much.
See, this is where I have to freak out a little, because 2 is by far the best game in the series.
Really?
And Tom, I don't know how you feel about it since you've played all 3.
I like 3 better.
You liked 3 better?
I liked the scale of 3 with the massive antagonists and so on, yeah.
I think the gameplay was just kind of perfect for Mass Effect 2. It still held on to a lot of the role-playing elements a little bit more than 3 did. But it was a better balance.
So 2 yays and an abstain. It's a yay. Brings it to me. Gantz, a manga and I believe anime series. I've only read the manga. Featuring, refreshingly for manga and anime, not just teenagers, but people from all walks of life and all ages in super-powered suits, fighting off a really bizarre alien invasion.
Read it and watch the anime, yay.
Watched the anime, didn't read it, but still enjoyed it, so yay.
Hooray for yay.
Just the art of painting miniatures in general, like whatever game you're playing, just the whole tiny little paintbrush and a magnifying glass kind of concept.
I'm going to nay this one because I have not gotten up the cojones to paint, which is not to say there's anything wrong with the art, but because I have not conquered that mountain, I have some irrational disdain for it, even though there's nothing wrong with it.
I'll tell you what's funny is I held back on being the first one to answer, thinking you were going to give it an abstain or a yay. And I was waiting to give it a nay, assuming it would be the first nay, and now it's the second. Yeah, because, I mean, I agreed with you on the sense that, one, I've never painted them, but I'm going to go a step further and say, when I've always played with the pewter little figures, I kind of like them better unpainted.
Fair enough.
Blasphemy.
So a nay that very likely is a result of a failing on the part of Eric and I, we will admit.
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to hit our second author on the list, Isaac Asimov. Brilliant science fiction author. Keep in mind, he wasn't always a fiction writer, too. He did a lot of nonfiction as well, trying to bring science literacy to the youth masses.
Ooh, we don't want that.
No, no one wants that.
I really liked Asimov's fables a lot, too.
I really hope that our audience gets your sense of humor by now.
I hope you guys get my sense of humor by now. I give this one a yay.
Yay.
Epcot. Epcot being the park that resulted from Walt Disney's grandiose vision of an experimental city of the future, of tomorrow, I guess I should say.
I have to nay this one because they've changed the two things about Epcot that I liked the most. First off, it's capital E, lower PCOT, so it doesn't stand for Environmental Prototype City of Tomorrow anymore. That drives me nuts. I hate that. And I always loved the Seven Seas, and now they're like, Finding Nemo! And I hate that. And they're filthy. So, yeah, I don't like that park nearly as much as I used to.
I don't think you liked the Seas exhibit as much as you think you did, because it was the Living Seas, not the Seven Seas, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
I want to give this one a yay, and then a nay, and then a really big yay. Because the first time I went there as a kid, I was 9, and I absolutely loved it. Thought it was amazing. Loved every minute of it. Was ridiculously excited about it. Then, in my mid-teens, kind of didn't care about it. I was like, oh, it's outdated. It's not nearly as much fun as the other parks. It's kind of boring. As an adult, I absolutely love it. It's my favorite Disney park.
After considering carefully your responses, even though I brought this one up, I'm going to nay it. It hasn't lived up to what it should be. It's a nay on that one.
So 3 nays and 3 yays for...
Right, and I exercise my veto power as the person who brought it up to nay Epcot. It needs some TLC, that's all I'll say.
It needs more capital letters.
Yes.
X-Wing Miniatures, another miniatures game. A little bit less complicated than War Machine this time. Maybe a little more introductory friendly.
I have to yay-nay this one. Yay in the sense that, one, it's X-Wing, and I love the look of the miniatures. I think they did an amazing job. I love the detail on them. I love the concept of the game. I have personally not actually played it.
I will yay-yay it because I played it, I like it, and I think you'll like it.
I'll leave it as an abstain for now because it's both.
Brilliant.
Back around to me. What number are we up to?
22.
22. And I'm up. So, Louis C.K. Probably the best comedian out there right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Nay.
Nay?
Yeah. He's one of the very few comedians I've seen live. I've seen him 3 times, and he told the same jokes every single time. Like, years apart, too. And I don't know.
See, I've seen him live twice, and that didn't happen at all.
I like his recorded material. I saw him live when he came to town, and I didn't like him. It's a regretful nay on this guy.
I'm kind of blown away on this one. But, I mean, I can't make a decision for you.
He could be a yay. He just needs to deliver what I know he's capable of all the time.
It's not a very emphatic nay.
Right. It's not a... We're not enthusiastic about this, Eric.
Are we going to make a meh category?
Yeah, a May.
Meh.
A Louis C.K. Secret of Mana, that awesome action RPG for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, also known as Seiken Denatsu or something in Japan.
One, I'm going to give it a yay. Two, I'm also going to argue that it's the best RPG on the console.
It's a worthy contender. It would definitely be in the top N list.
I yay it, and I give it, like, top three, maybe? Absolutely best, I don't know about.
So some strong yays for Secret of Mana, well-deserved.
Red Sonja, the comic books, not so much the movie.
I think you can include the movie. I loved the movie as a kid. I mean, I know it's a kind of a different feel and all, but I loved the movie, too.
I can only go by the movie, and I have to agree with Eric. I'm going to give it a yay, but not based on the deep understanding of the material you probably have.
I'll give it a yay for both. All right, back to me. I don't know how I'm going to get a response on this one, because it's something we've never discussed, and it is my favorite comic book series. Madman. Madman Comics, Mike Allred.
I have to abstain. I've never heard of it.
Ditto. Abstain. So sorry, Eric.
Never even heard of it.
Mm-mm.
All right, see, now all those things that I haven't done but heard of and have to do now, this you at least have to, you know, catch
bring
up on what Madman is.
Right.
Yeah.
Will do. We have outed ourselves as fake geek girls. Sorry, Eric.
No, I've done it a few times already. We're good.
Macross, also known as Robotech.
What aspect? Just license as a whole, or?
However you want to slice it.
Veritex.
I'll say yes regardless, because I don't think it even matters if we slice it up.
I yay.
Hooray.
Unless you mean specifically Minmay, there's nothing I don't like about it. the Star Wars. That's not Star Wars, that's the Star Wars. That's the comic book that was created from the original concept that Lucas had in, like, I don't know, 72 or whatever, that they started making the movies off of. Really fascinating to look at what that world could have become.
Yay.
I have not read it yet.
It's really worth it.
That's what I keep hearing, and it's, again, it's on that list of things where I should be reading and just haven't gotten to it. I'll admit, my reading lists get a little scrambled because of work. I do a lot of reading for work already, so sometimes I'm a little sick of reading. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that as a teacher.
Well, I think I've always found that as soon as you have to do something, no matter how much you love it, you do get sick of it. So if you have to read for work, I can completely understand not having the heart left to read for pleasure.
It's not that it's not there. It's just kind of wanting a break. My summers usually make up for it. All right, we're back to me. I'm going to be really specific on this one, too. And if you want to debate the specifics, I guess you can do that as well. Star Trek The Next Generation.
I don't feel that's very specific.
Well, I'm saying only because I'm picking a particular Star Trek series and what I think is the best one.
I thought you were going to go into, like, an episode.
Oh, I could do that.
No need. Yay.
No need. Yeah. Okay.
Yay.
Predator. The movie Predator.
Oh, massive yay. And so quotable.
Yay. Red Dwarf. The popular in my area British sitcom.
Love it. Love it.
Strong yay.
Yeah, that was actually one of the shows that really got me into British television as a whole.
Benny Hill did it for me, and Red Dwarf kind of made me realize it could be serious.
I'll tell you why Benny Hill didn't do it for me. I was young and wasn't aware what I was even really looking at with Benny Hill, aside from knowing that there was, like, a big old fat perv that just liked to run around.
What more do you need?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I just wasn't aware that this was something that was so emphatically British. I didn't even classify it that way as a kid.
So two yays?
Yeah, it's a yay.
Yay.
I'm going to take an awkward route on the next one. And this is definitely probably just me, and that's okay. Grumpy Cat.
See, I feel you almost have to nay this one. How can you, yay, Grumpy Cat! Like, I love him, but in the spirit of Grumpy Cat, no.
I was going to nay this because it was an internet meme, but now I get to do a positive thing and help Grumpy Cat stay grumpy by naying Grumpy Cat.
Ah, oh, see the irony there. I don't know, I see that cat, and it's odd that I just love him so much. And I know that's kind of what the internet has turned him into, and I don't care. I still get to look at him.
He doesn't love you.
He loves me, damn it. And only me, that's why he's so grumpy. I'm not there.
I already know Brian's answer to this next one I have. War of the Worlds, that classic book made into a couple of movies over the years, and I think even a TV show back in like the late 80s.
Hell yeah, Adrian Paul.
Really?
Yeah, the Highlander was in that series.
Wow, I don't even remember that.
I didn't know that either. I knew it was a TV series. I had no idea who the cast was at this point in my life. I'm going to definitely give that one a big yay. The book specifically, the original movie, definitely. The follow-up movie, the Tom Cruise, kind of, yeah. I mean, it was okay. It's a once a year, maybe.
Yep.
I actually, big yay for me. I actually really loved that Tom Cruise movie. I thought it was a great adaptation. My only complaint about that is I seriously have to mute the Dakota Fanning scenes.
Yeah, she's obnoxious.
I just don't think blah, 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 is good acting.
Agreed. Apart from that, I thought it was a solid movie.
Another author, probably a little bit harder of a sell. Ernest Hemingway has just affected my life. I love his writing.
I gotta give you a yay. There is a beauty in the simplicity. A little story on this one to follow up too. I was going through my dad's book collection as my parents were preparing to move, and found a copy of Old Man and the Sea, and out of curiosity decided to look in the front cover, and sure enough, first pressing in near mint condition.
Wow.
Yeah, so needless to say, it's being well cared for now.
Need I say anything besides yay?
I think the yays have it.
You needn't.
I know I keep being the one to ask, but where are we?
34
out of 101. Maybe not so nerdy, but a movie I have to put on the list because it's just an absolute love affair. I mean, I have a tattoo from the movie, so I have to put it on there. Shawshank Redemption.
Yay.
Yay.
It still boggles the mind how many people are unaware of who wrote it, too.
Stephen King.
It is Stephen King, yeah. And a lot of people are unaware of that.
Broccoli. The vegetable broccoli.
Thank you, Tom, for the first genuine laugh out loud moment. I'm still going to yay it. I love broccoli. But I didn't expect that to be on this list anywhere.
I didn't know there was a broccoli fandom, but I do enjoy the food. So, sure, why not?
You know, the internet exists, which means there's a fandom for everything. I would imagine there are tons of broccoli fan pages.
There's a community of people who are similar to bronies called Broglies.
Broccolis?
Actually, they are just broccolis. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can emphasize the O. You can put a little line over it, you know, make it a long O.
Those are like metal enthusiasts who are also into broccoli.
They're like cruciferous vegetables, so they're like crucies. I don't know.
Two yays.
Yeah.
I hope to God this is an easy sell. Sushi.
Yay.
Nay.
Not even vegetarian sushi?
And I'll tell you why. Vegetarian sushi is really just, okay, some vegetables, some rice, and the seaweed rolled up. And I don't hate it. I'll eat it. And I, for the most part, enjoy the meal. But it's never anywhere near the top of my list. Japanese food as a whole is kind of boring if you're a vegetarian unless you go to a specialty restaurant.
I'm a pretty strong vegetarian, bordering on vegan, but I still yay sushi because I have many fond memories of it. And I can see myself at some later point in my life, if I ever readopted fish, enjoying sushi once again.
Now, I'll admit, I never actually ate any of the raw fish. I was a vegetarian before I tried it. So,
oh, wow.
It's good stuff.
I think it's one that has to make the list. Mario Kart.
Yay.
Yay.
And it has upset me, actually, that Mario Kart has kind of become this pigeonholed game. Where when you ask a girl if they're a gamer and they say, oh, I'm a gamer, the assumption is they love either Tetris or Mario Kart, which makes me angry for two reasons. One, it's, like, obviously sexist. And two, they're both awesome games, so who cares?
The yays have it on this one, and your analysis of girl gamers has been noted, sir.
Appreciate it.
Speaking of games, speaking of Disney, although Mario has nothing to do with Disney, Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, the in-park game you play by going and visiting a bunch of portals and holding up your magical cards and battling Disney villains to save the Magic Kingdom.
You know, you introduced me to this for the first time when we were there last time, Tom, and I see the allure. I'm going to give it a yay.
Yay. You're dead inside if you don't enjoy this.
Agreed.
Okay, so this one's a little bit hard to nail down just because I'll say this phrase and someone will think something that I don't necessarily think, but symphonic power metal.
All right, we're going to have to discuss this one if you're going to leave it like that, because when I hear symphonic power metal, I'm thinking bands like Rhapsody, Stradivarius, Hammerfall. Are we even on the same page?
Close enough. Like, I was thinking more like with Intentation and Leaves Eyes and Nightwish, but I dig those too. I would have maybe said symphonic speed metal about a few of those, but I'm not one to nitpick. I just had to Google this, like, to get exactly what phrase.
Fair enough. And I might not know the exact phrase, but if it's all kind of in the same hole, then yes, that's a big yay.
Generally, if you say symphonic metal, I'm on board.
Nightwish was mentioned. Yay.
All right, back to me. The classic, and I don't see a nay on this. If there's a nay on this, I'm going to lose my mind. They Live.
Yay.
The John Carpenter masterpiece.
Yay. I've never met a soul who didn't like this.
Yep. I don't see how you could.
You have to be some kind of a weird space alien. That's a double yay on that one. A not-so-geeky movie, but one of my favorites, starring a child actor who went on to act in a decidedly geeky franchise, Christian Bale, Empire of the Sun, about a young British boy separated from his parents when the Japanese come and occupy his colonial home.
Yeah, if I can throw Shawshank on there, you can definitely have this one. And I'm going to agree with you. It's a great film. Yay.
I have to abstain. I've never seen that.
Do watch it, Brian.
I don't know how this will be received. Probably two abstains. But the earlier Anita Blake novels, before it turned into all poly relationships and weird werewolf sex, she was a brilliant vampire detective. Like an actual, like, kind of gumshoe go out and solve crimes detective. I love that.
Yeah, I think your prediction was right. I'm going to abstain on this one.
Sex with werewolves?
She started writing What Sells, and her fans were all into the, oh, werewolves are so dreamy. Oh, no, vampires are so dreamy. And they started, you know, she currently, the character is a, they call it a panwear because she's a werewolf, were jaguar, were leopard, were tiger, were lion. And she's not a vampire, but she is the human servant to a vampire, but she's such a powerful human servant that she has her own vampire servant as though she were a vampire. It's just a clusterfuck Mary Sue mess. But the first 10 novels were brilliant.
I kind of want to read the later ones from your description.
I can't knock them. Honestly, they're not my favorite because of it is so convoluted, and basically every novel just adds, oh, you're a were-rat. Oh, you're a were-tiger. Oh, you're a were-chihuahua. Like, it's very formulaic. They just add a new were, but it's good. It's good.
I'm going to give that one a yay just based on your enthusiasm for the earlier novels and your disdain for the later ones.
The Venture Brothers, the Adult Swim animated series.
Yay.
It is so hard for me to yay anything on Adult Swim because so much of it is junk. I love these guys. Yay.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Here's one that not many people have heard of. A Song of Ice and Fire, also known to 99% of the people out there, except for me, because I'm an insider, as Game of Thrones.
Aside from objecting to your combining the two, because I do feel they are sufficiently separate, I will yay this.
I'm going to yay the license. I'm going to nay your hipsterdom of the license.
I'm going to add a yay to the stack by yaying Brian's objection to my mixing the two. Therefore, the yays have it.
So there are no rules in this, right? This is not a contest, I guess, so.
No.
My next one, I don't know how anyone can not be into this. There's such a variety, and they're so cheap, and they're so plentiful. Dice. Not rolling them, not playing games with them. Just having like a 25-pound bag of dice somewhere in your house.
You know, I was going to yay it until you really described it. And it's not that I want to nay it. I don't want to nay it either. I just don't even know what to do with that information.
Let me help. I'm going to yay it for the same reason that women yay, like sparkly gems. Dice are pretty, and I buy them just based on that.
So they're like pretty dice, yeah.
They're your Prada purses, and
yay.
Okay.
I would say yay.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, yeah. Sorry.
My next one falls into one of those categories like Brian's earlier, where I don't know how it'll be received. But the author, David Sedaris. Not even sure if you're familiar with who he is.
I don't know him by name.
He does a lot of work that's based on his own life and experiences. You might be more familiar with his sister, Amy Sedaris, who was the star of Strangers with Candy.
Abstain.
Two abstains, apparently. I don't know Amy either.
All right, so I'm going to give you a simple one. I'm going to make this a simple one for you guys, just for the experience. Don't bother listening to anything right now. Don't even worry about it. You're off the hook until Christmas. When Christmas rolls around, find his spoken word version of Holidays on Ice, the Santaland Diaries, and make that a tradition to just listen to that every Christmas.
That sounds spectacular.
It's one of the most depressingly funny things you'll ever hear.
Okay. Here's something that's not depressing. Doctor Who.
I'm going to give Doctor Who a mostly yay, and not an all yay. I'm going to get a lot of grief for that.
I'll agree with you. I like most of the Doctors, but as so many things with me, the fans just ruin it. Christ, I can't stand walking down the street and hearing total, like, just nobody talks about anything else. It's just too much. I get it. You like David Tennant or Number 11 or whatever, but God, it's such a thing these days that it's obnoxious to me. It's become obnoxious to me.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point I was making. It has turned into this like childhood crush love affair, and not crush in the sense of like as a childhood I have this I was a fan of this series, but it's literally like the way a little boy or a little girl has a crush on a celebrity.
So yay and an A?
No, I give it a mostly yay.
Yeah, it's still a yay. But
a not so emphatic yay. Okay, got it.
I hope this is an easy sale. Just general nerd gatherings that we call cons.
Yay.
Yeah, big yay. Cons are fun. I'll admit I've been to ones that were awful, but more often than not, they're still enjoyable. You get to do some people watching even at the bad ones. It's worth it. Next one up for me, we'll go back to video games. Puzzle Bobble, aka Bust a Move in America, because there was a Bust a Move in Japan, which was a dancing game.
I would yay either of those. I love the Shorty and the Easy Mouse.
I yay that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Neo Geo games.
This is actually, I can't quite claim responsibility for being this big a nerd, but I will claim being this big of a nerd because my wonderful friends knew exactly how big a nerd I was. One of my favorite WonderSwan Pocket games.
Yay! I forgot about the WonderSwan.
Well, the WonderSwan had that nice feature where you could rotate it, so you could play it the long way, the Tate mode would be the arcade term. And, that made it a lot better. I had a couple of the Game Boy versions, I had some console versions, and I had the Neo Geo Pocket version.
Yes. Ditto had the Neo Geo Pocket version. Awesome.
Yeah.
Following up on that, Bubble Bobble. The characters from Puzzle Bobble came from Bubble Bobble. I only say Bubble Bobble because Eric stole Puzzle Bobble, but also a solid game.
You know, it's a solid game, but I like Puzzle Bobble so much more than Bubble Bobble. And while I like Bubble Bobble, and I'll yay it because it is a good game, it wouldn't have made my top 101.
Fair enough. Brian?
Not the television show, but like the concept of belonging to a community. Whether it is actually your community of Fort Lauderdale or Broward County or Hollywood, or whether it's your community of, man, I go to this store and I know the owner and everybody's there is cool and I like shopping there and I like being there, or whether it's a meetup where just you run into people that have similar interests as you. I like that camaraderie.
I give that a yay if you promise to vote on my previous one.
Oh, didn't I? Oh, yeah, easy. Yay on Bubble Bobble.
Can I do a yay / abstain on community?
Depends because on the community.
I love the concept, but being from South Florida, I feel inexperienced.
You are, and yes, you can.
Yeah, we really don't have a solid sense of community down here. It's the reality. We don't.
Although not for lack of trying on the part of present company, I will say.
No, we try. I don't think any list would be complete, and I don't see this one being a challenge either. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The book, not the movie. Let me clarify.
The BBC series.
The BBC series, yes. The most recent film adaptation, I couldn't even really get through.
My only regret is that this didn't come up earlier. Yay.
I've heard nothing but the best things about it, but can't speak from personal experience, sadly, so I have to abstain, though I'm leaning towards yay.
You have to abstain from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah, I know. My nerd cred is definitely in question.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
He describes at some point, if I remember correctly, something floating through the air, drifting through the clouds in exactly the way a brick doesn't.
Yes.
You need to read those, Tom. Seriously. Yes.
Agreed. All right. The comic book character, Nightcrawler, the little dark-colored teleporter.
Not my favorite comic book character, but absolutely my favorite X-Men character. Definitely a yay.
Yay. I have, probably because of your enthusiasm, I've probably encountered Nightcrawler more than any other character, and he's just kind of grown on me.
Yay!
And extra yay because his representation in X2 on screen, and I was worried, was perfect. It was flawless. It was the best character adaptation, I think, that any Marvel movie has done.
Yay for Nightcrawler. 54, Brian, you're up.
Cosplay.
Yay.
Mostly yay.
Others cosplaying. Does that help?
Yeah, one, I was going to say I generally don't. I do like seeing other people do it. I hate seeing other people do it poorly. I get weird and judgmental about it. And I don't even concern myself with whether or not somebody is physically appropriate for what they're attempting to dress as. Kudos to them if they're not, for loving something so much that they're willing. It's all about effort. Like, if I see someone dressed and you could tell, like, they were like, I need a costume, and they threw it together before they left their house in 10 minutes, I'm angry. You should have just not bothered.
I like any effort that anybody makes to cosplay. I think it takes some cojones. There's that word, I've used it twice now, to dress up and put yourself out there.
As a whole, I do love it, though. Harry Potter.
Yay.
Yay.
No argument.
Batman 4, and I do mean the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Uma Thurman as Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy, respectively.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Nerdtravaganza Podcast. We won't see you again ever, because that's not okay. It's not okay.
Guilty pleasure.
I can approve. I can yay this because of how bad it is. I would totally watch this movie and make fun of it.
Nice. The yays have it, like it or not, Eric.
I'm blown away. I need a new podcast.
Freeze. You're listening to Nerdtravaganza.
MMOs.
Yay.
I'm going to abstain. I have played around with a few. I've never really become that addict who got so into it that I really felt it. And when I say played around, I mean I tried characters and maybe got them to level 10s in games, depending on the game, and just never really kept going. And it didn't mean I hated it. I just felt like I could never invest the time in it.
I've got way too many positive memories tied up in MMOs to say anything but yay on that.
They'll probably never be the same again, but I have so many like deeply immersive experiences in early MMOs that they're magic to me.
One of the greatest sci-fi movies ever made, as far as I'm concerned, Day the Earth Stood Still. Going to again clarify, 1951, black and white, not 2008 Keanu Reeves.
Yay.
Yay.
Dragonlance, the awesome series of TSR novels and games and so on that accompanied it back from the old classic days of D&D.
Yay for the comics, yay for the novels, yay for the art, yay for the characters, yay for the memories. Just, I wouldn't be who I am without it.
Oh, so you guys are going to hate me. I'm abstaining.
That's okay. No hate for that.
Okay.
Renfairs.
Yay.
Yay, they're fun. Firefly, the series.
Half-hearted yay. I like Serenity, the movie, and have seen a little bit of the TV series.
See, I like the TV series significantly better than the movie.
I would yay the television series strictly for the opening theme. So nothing else matters, yay.
Way to go on Firefly. All right. Ease, a series of video games put out in Japan by, I think, Falcom or somebody. It has found homes on a number of systems throughout years. Basically, a little red-haired guy named Adol Christian and his friends go on adventures. Really cool series.
Yay, and probably the single game that I have played the most iterations of. I've probably played at least 7 or 8 different versions of Ease 1.
I appreciate the fact that I abstain from everything that has defined Brian's life.
That's the point. We're different nerds.
Yeah.
You're abstaining from Ease?
I'm abstaining.
It's pretty niche, so that's understandable.
Speaking of abstaining, I'm a huge fan of the Pre-Raphaelites.
I'm more a fan of the post-Donatellos, but the Pre-Raphaelites are nice too. What are they? I don't know.
They're a group of artists, writers, poets that were kind of like anti-mainstream Victorian Elizabethan. It's almost hard to summarize, but they were basically early fantasy writers. They wrote about fairy princesses and goblin circuses and true love coming back from death.
That sounds awesome. I have to abstain and cop to being an uncultured rube, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Back to me. The Street Fighter series, video game series, not the anime series.
Yay.
Yay. I don't see how you can go wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. There were a couple rotten eggs in there, but not many.
Sticking with niche video game series, I will bust out Valis, a side-scrolling adventure series starring a protagonist named Yuko and her friends as they battled off invasions from heaven and other dimensions and so on.
Big yay.
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I am having to fight the urge to yay this without quoting it somehow, so yay.
So quotable. And Eric, I love you for knowing about this.
Every once in a while, I surprise you.
That makes up for Dragonlance.
Okay,
and,
good.
And Ease.
Comic book? I mean, almost calling a comic book is almost an insult, but comic book artist Joseph Michael Enzner?
Yay.
Yay.
That's, for the listeners, that's the guy that does Dawn.
Dawn, Cry for Dawn, Tears for Dawn.
You have to, like, not like art to not like him.
And that's the thing, I'm not that familiar with the books, but I'm familiar with the art, and his art's fantastic.
His writing is terrible. I will say that about him. I do not enjoy reading his comic books, but his as an artist, amazing. Unreal.
So he's like the anti Liefeld, basically.
Yes.
I don't know how you guys are going to take the next one, but I'm going to say in a weird way it did define a portion of my life. Dance Dance Revolution.
There's no non-creepy way for me to say this. So the part of me that enjoys watching nubile young women bounce up and down playing a video game just says yay. Okay, there it is.
Several years ago, I went to, I don't even remember, quite honestly, one of the generic Orlando theme parks. It could have been Disney. It could have been Universal. The thing that I remember most about that trip was watching someone DDR. So, yay.
All right.
It trumps Mickey Mouse, so it has to be good.
Apparently
walking around the parks wasn't enough exercise for them.
Nubile, young. Okay. J.R.R. Tolkien, the famous writer.
I mean, that has to be a yay across the board, right?
I mean, he was a Nazi, but apart from that.
Nobody's perfect.
I guess someone could possibly object to either the Bible parables or the Nazism or something like that. But as an author, I see no method for not liking him. Yay.
an overstatement to say he was a Nazi. He is considered racially insensitive by today's enlightened standards, but he was a product of his time.
He's got Lovecraft beat.
Yeah.
Goodwill and or Salvation Army and or thrift shopping. Not necessarily so much because I give money to support those great efforts, but because you get some really good lost shit for cheap.
I'm going to yay thrift shopping as a whole. I can't in any good conscience, and I know we occasionally dive into this stuff, but and I don't want to preach, but I can't yay
Salvation Army.
I just can't do it. I won't get into it.
Understandable.
I will strongly yay this because I found my pre-Redbox Dungeons & Dragons basic set by just diving into the middle of a clothing rack when my mom took me to a thrift store one time, and it was life-changing until my fundamentalist neighbor seized that stuff from me a few years later. So fond memories, I found a very rare treasure there, and it was magical.
The next one's kind of broad and insanely specific at the same time. The scientific method and all it has done for us.
Strong nay, you weren't there, you can't know. Only one man was there. Oh, no, I'm so not going to wade into that. Strong yay on this.
This is like saying yay or nay for fire. I don't see how like civilization could exist without this. Yay.
It deserves credit, though. That's my point. I don't see how you not put it on the list.
There's no way to have any further discussion about this without getting political, so let's move on.
Okay, fair enough.
We approve.
Here's something totally non-political. New wave music.
Not only a huge yay, literally the only music that I will dance to.
Doesn't really require a lot of dancing, just sort of a swaying to the music, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit more than, say, Michael Stipe does in any given music video, but yeah.
But not much more.
Not much more. You want to move your feet occasionally.
I won't dance to it, but I will yay it. My next one, I don't know if you guys have experience with this. Eric might. Yeah, Tom does. But, like, being a part of event production, like putting on either a vendor booth at a convention or a photography booth at a museum or something like that. I really enjoy the, it has to happen, it has to be perfect, it has to be now.
I have some experience, and my one experience is actually kind of odd. I help sell merchandise for a friend's band who happened to be playing the Cornerstone Music Fest. And for those who don't know, that is a Christian rock music fest held in the middle of a cornfield right outside Peoria, Illinois. It was a very odd and surreal experience, and I loved it for that reason.
Strong yay, there's little bad to be said about busting your butt and pulling something off and watching people enjoy the fruits of your labor.
I was really just selling somebody else's labor, so.
But you pulled it off. It was a good experience. People came up, bought the merch they wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That worked. I get to play fanboy a little on this one, so I don't know what kind of debate it'll spark. Apple.
I own too many of their products to say anything but yay.
I'm going to nay this one. I just can't. They're just another evil empire, and people think they're pretty, so.
I believe you, and I'm actually in agreement with you, but that doesn't mean I can't love their product, and I really do.
Let's qualify this by saying none of us believe that Apple is some savior of humanity or has anything but their bottom line in mind when they make products.
I'll clarify it as Apple products, then. How's that? Not Apple Corporation.
I'll give you a yay for Apple products.
Okay, me too. Yeah, yay.
Okay.
Speaking of products from tiny underdog upstarts, how about Titanfall, the recent shooter by some little-known company? I think, who published that? Was it EA? I don't know. I never heard of them.
I'm going to yay that one. It's a lot of fun. I still haven't made the investment, but I've played it plenty, and it's a lot of fun. That's really all it is, actually. It's pure fun. I mean, there's no substance to it.
I have to abstain. I haven't played it. It looks fun. I'd like to play it, but I haven't yet.
Fair enough. You should. We owe it to you as your fellow podcasters to let you play it.
however you want to call them, a deck of cards, playing cards, poker cards, whatever, ace, two, three, four, king, queen, jack. I collect those now in different art forms. It's become a hobby unto itself.
Yeah, I'm not sure tabletop gaming, the way everyone loves it, would exist without them. Maybe to an extent. I mean, some things, board game style stuff, would still exist, but it's a huge component.
I like the inherent seediness that accompanies playing cards, and I like the sound they make when you shuffle them, even though I've never been able to master shuffling.
I'm pretty good at it. I gotta give it a big yay. Had a poker night the other night. It was a lot of fun. The TV series 30 Rock, which to me is the best sitcom ever on television at this point, and it was a close tie. Seinfeld used to be my go-to, but I think 30 Rock was genuinely better.
I must abstain. Sadly, I, as much as I've heard good things about this, I have not partaken.
Comparing it to Seinfeld actually downgrades it to a nay for me. I was going to abstain because I've seen like one or two episodes or whatever, but making me feel like it was Seinfeld, I did not. There were so many things about Seinfeld I didn't like. Can't do it, sorry.
But I'm saying it's better than it, so... I mean, you gotta keep that relative.
Better than Seinfeld might put it back up to an abstain.
Give it a shot. I'm not one for sitcoms as a whole. This one is pure genius.
Here's one that's gonna throw you for a loop. Ducks, the animal ducks, as they exist in nature and as they have been appropriated for use in various media.
So not as a food and not as a hockey team.
You can go with the hockey team if you want.
We can go with the hockey team, not the food.
Right.
Okay. Which is still the same thing, just in dead form.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it a yay. Actually, weird. This is a weird one because I, too, had a weird affinity for ducks as a kid. To the point where I had ducks, like art and little wooden ducks in my room, like when I was like 7, 8, 9, probably up until 12 or 13, too. They stuck around.
As long as they're not mating, there's something really serene and like cute about ducks.
Plus one for duck cuteness.
Yeah, I'm kind of blown away that we even share this.
Don't be. We are synced up on the important things.
I was trying to pick a particular city for this next one, but as I went through the checklist, it occurred to me that I actually just like traveling.
Yes.
I like traveling. I gotta know, though, what cities were you narrowing it down to?
This will probably not be complicated for you whatsoever to choose a favorite, but Philly or Tampa?
Okay, Philly I agree with. I love Philly. Philly's a fun town. Tampa?
I love Tampa. There's some great shit in Tampa.
Tampa's probably one of my least favorite cities of all time.
Really?
And I spent a lot of time in Tampa. If I had to narrow down cities, New York is kind of an obvious one. Recently spent time in Boston, liked it too. But I think New York's kind of a no-brainer. But I would put Philly up there.
Parts of Tampa have a charm you probably don't expect, a nice downtown-y feel. I will give a yay to Tampa and to travel in general.
See, I like some of the surrounding towns, but the St. Pete, Clearwater, not so much Tampa.
Great downtown, great conventions, great nightclubs. I'm good.
Okay. Next one is a game that kind of defined a huge chunk for me. And I'll just use it as a series. Halo.
Abstain, never heard of it. Just kidding. Yay.
Yay.
And actually, Halo is the one game, the only game, where I got kind of disappointed that online play is a thing. I loved getting together with people and LANing up Xboxes to play Halo, or even Halo 2 before the internet really kind of, or the Xbox Live hit its stride. Not the internet. The internet was doing fine. But Xbox Live hit its real stride at that point, and we would still get together and LAN at that point. I miss LANing, and Halo was a big chunk of that.
Strong A for Halo for me.
Yay.
Time for me to do a little traveling. The city of Seattle, which I would describe as something of a nerd, geek, smart person, transit-oriented, new urbanist fan mecca.
I have to abstain, regrettably. I want to go.
Same. I've never been there. Abstain.
You guys are wrong. No, it's cool. Yeah, you'll have to come visit. You will cease abstaining after that.
Easy one, I hope. Pirates!
I prefer ninjas.
So yay, I mean, nay?
If it's the epic battle of pirates versus ninjas, I gotta go ninjas. But I mean, it doesn't mean I hate pirates. So basic yay.
I loved Pirates of the Caribbean at Disney World so much when I was a kid that I would dream of getting off my boat and walking into their world, and by extension, just becoming a pirate in general. So I'm going to give this one a strong yay.
Again, couldn't narrow this down, so I'm just going to name the director, artist as a whole. Akira Kurosawa.
Yay.
I'm gonna eat some precious moments to tell a funny story. Once upon a time, when Suncoast Video was a thing, you remember that place?
Oh, of course.
I used to love it, and generally speaking, they had great employees. I did go into it, and I asked for foreign films, and they had a couple of, you know, movies in Spanish or whatever. And I was like, no, do you have anything like by Akira Kurosawa? And they took me right over and pointed out Akira, the anime.
Close. It's Japanese. It's got the name Akira in it. It's close.
So, no, I love Kurosawa. He's brilliant.
Strong A's on that one.
Yeah. Strong A's.
It's no mystery that I like transit. It's also no mystery that I like trains and locomotives. I've been fascinated with them since I was a kid. Every time a railroad crossing would go down, I would freak out, much to my parents' chagrin. Trains, like trains. Lots and lots of trains. Here they come, clickety-clack, down the track.
You know, my nostalgia for trains doesn't really hold strong. Like, when I see old-timey trains with the smokestack and all that, I don't really get all goofy or excited about it. That said, the future of trains excites me more, and the science of things like maglev and so on. I do love that stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a yay. Plus, I love public transit.
Yay for trains.
Awesome.
Shakespeare.
Yay. I don't see how you don't yay on that one unless you just hated him in high school.
Unless you slept through high school, you had exposure to Shakespeare, and it was one of the highlights of my high school education, honestly. Excellent. Yay.
The video game series Portal. And the soundtracks. I have to include it.
Yay.
Yay.
Little niche here, but maybe the description will shed some light. Ray Kurzweil, a futurist who is sort of a techno-optimist futurist, thinks that we're going to be able to upload our personalities and eventually download into a new body, etc. All about the singularity, where technology reaches this tipping point beyond which man ascends to a new level of being.
Oh yeah, that's a big yay.
Yay on principle. I've never read him, but he sounds awesome, and I agree with his optimism.
Yay.
Wrath of Kings. It is an upcoming miniatures game, and I approve of it solely for its factions of, like, actual bloodthirsty werewolves and, like, actual badass, like, warrior vampires. No sparkles, no, you know, pretty boy shirtless werewolves, like, monsters of the night.
Looks badass. Strong yay.
I have no idea, so I have to abstain.
Fool.
Something to dig into. We are up to 88 by my count.
88.
Dawn of the Dead. And you can take that however you like, because I was worried about the fact that they were doing a remake in the not-so-distant past, and I liked the remake as well.
Emphatic yay.
A yay.
Even more niche than Kurzweil. A guy named Jim Kunstler, sort of an alternate view of the future. He's a little more pessimist. About technology being the panacea. He's more into us eschewing the Walmartization of America and going back to more local living, less resource intensive living, and he's very much about we're going to run out of oil or hit peak oil, and that's going to bring all this about.
Not as familiar, but I do see his point, and I'm sure it's fascinating. I'll abstain, but I now want to look into it more.
Yeah, I have to abstain.
Do so, but please look into Jim Kunstler. He is a great compliment to Kurzweil if you want two competing views of what the future could be in the U.S. and beyond.
I'm beating up the miniature games again. Sorry, Eric. Drake, the dragon war game. It's everything I love about miniature games with just dragons. Nothing but dragons. They're all dragons. They're awesome dragons.
I like dragons, but I know nothing about it, so I'm going to abstain.
Yay.
Back around to me. And again, I don't think this is going to be challenging. Highlander.
Is duh an option?
I think duh is an option on this one. And a lot of these have been duh, but this is a strong duh, I think.
Connor or Duncan?
Yes.
Yay.
New Urbanism is my next one. That is the concept, although the name New Urbanism is weird. Basically, the idea that a town should be built to serve human beings and built to a human scale instead of a scale better suited for giants or people who live in automobiles.
Yeah, I see the appeal. Again, living where we live, it is kind of a fantasy for us. So I'm going to say yay.
I won't go so far as to call it a fantasy. I'll give it a yay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Brandon Sanderson, kind of getting near the end of the authors on our list.
Going to give this one a strong yay because of your enthusiasm. I know you've mentioned him on more than one occasion. What did he write?
He wrote a bunch of stuff. He picked up for Jordan during the end of Wheel of Time. And my favorite is the Mistborn series. That is just such a fun, magical system.
I, again, have to abstain, but I'll tell you what. The excitement of making this list is I have all of this stuff to now look into.
Yes.
Like, honestly, that's the best part of this.
You would probably really dig Mistborn. The magic system is based off of metals and their properties reacting with magic differently.
Yeah, see, that sounds great. So
yeah, it's cool.
The next one is something that I think makes the rest of our list possible. Coffee.
Yay.
Yay.
I don't see how you do any of this without coffee. So
I don't live without coffee.
Yeah, you know, I hate to be that person. I kind of loathe the concept of the coffee zombie, the people who would wait outside Starbucks for it to open, scratching at the window, like, need coffee, can't function, and do the same, like, hackneyed, like, same joke over and over again that they were some form of zombie without their coffee. But I get it. I just don't want to put on the act.
I am a coffee zombie. I'm addicted to it, I'll admit. It's a somewhat benign addiction. And supposedly might even have some health benefits, so no. I'll live with it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll admit, I've gotten to the point where I do get headaches without it, so.
Here's something decidedly less healthy, and something I don't even eat anymore, much like sushi, but I still have fond memories of. Goldfish snack crackers, one of my favorite snacks for pretty much my entire life.
I am down with any snack that smiles back.
Yes.
I'm going to play Fat Kid's Advocate on this one and say they're not Cheetos.
There you go. They're baked.
Yeah. What is that crap? Call me when they're Cheetos.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh, you're Fat Kid's Advocate. I get it. You're not.
Oh,
like...
yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. You're in the unhealthy sense.
Yeah, don't give me these, like, you know, half-assed Cheetos. I want real Cheetos.
Fair enough. So that's a nay?
That's a nay for me. I want Cheetos.
Okay.
Patrick Rothfuss. He is best known for The Name of the Wind.
That's a yay for me. I got to credit my friend John Paul for getting me into that one, reading it, and big yay.
One of the only authors I've ever felt lived up to the "he's the new Tolkien" hype.
That's a yay for me because it made it onto my Nook, though I haven't read it yet, based solely, again, on Brian's enthusiasm.
I really hope this is a no-brainer, but I've met people to the contrary on this one. Futurama.
Those people are idiots. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, I go so far as to say I like it way better than The Simpsons. And it's not just because The Simpsons passed their prime. I mean, I genuinely, as a whole, like it better than The Simpsons.
Yes, strong yay. Here's one Eric already answered, and I think we're hopefully all on board for, no pun intended. No pun intended. Public transportation and an adequate system of getting around that doesn't involve the automobile.
Yeah, that's a huge... massive yay.
I give that a yay. I like having a car as an option. I wouldn't want to, like, move completely away from them, but, like, you know, once a month to go on a long trip, not every second of every day having to have a car, having to drive.
Yes, thank you. That's what I'm saying too. I object to car dependency.
And for our listeners who don't know, we are South Florida-based, and there is no major metropolis in the U.S., as far as I know, that is more car-dependent.
Except maybe L.A., but even L.A. has a subway system.
I would probably add, or more poorly planned.
Yeah, we are the definition of urban sprawl.
When 20 minutes of a 30-minute drive is like a one-block area.
Yeah. That's what happens when a developer whose only concern is building what he's working on gets to decide urban planning.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, public transportation is a huge yes.
This one's a little hard to nail down. I'm going to call it museums, but in particular, my museum is the Stranahan House. I really like hanging around with people for this passion for the past. It's almost like a Renaissance fair, but they're a little more normal. And but you get all of the love of history, the love of the past, the love of, you know, days of yore or whatever. I went a lot of years without that, and you realize you miss it a lot.
I agree, and you get a big yay. Brings up a point of nostalgia, though, because the American Museum of Natural History in Manhattan was, as a child, my favorite place on the planet. And when I go back and actually have a chance to visit, I still get so nostalgic in that place. I know they've remodeled some stuff, but I still remember where things were. It's reliving my childhood while engaged in history and science at the same time, and it's fantastic.
Museums are underappreciated public works, and I give this a strong yay.
Yeah, speaking of underappreciated, and we're close to the finish line here, NASA. I am a huge proponent of NASA.
Because of the bang on the buck we get for NASA and the fact that I think that expanding the body of human knowledge is crucial to our future existence, I give this the strongest yay I've given all episode.
Yeah, I get furious. Like, and sometimes I've held it back and sometimes I haven't when I hear people say, like, it's just throwing money away. Why are we going to space when we, like, can't pay our bills here?
The only criticism of NASA I will accept is I kind of wish we had gone inward first. I wish we had explored the seas. But exploration of other worlds, whether they're sea or sky, big, big yay for me.
And I don't think we've walked away from exploring the seas by any stretch of the imagination. And not just in this country. There are other countries that do big, big sea exploration missions. The French come to mind.
Agreed. I think we need to up our sea exploration, up our space exploration, and just push the frontiers of knowledge at all times. Big yays.
As much as I'm a big fan of Japanese culture, their version of sea exploration is probably the one we can kind of push aside.
They finally stopped killing whales.
They haven't stopped killing whales. They've just kind of been told to. So we'll see where that goes. I'm hopeful.
Look, it's something in their psychological makeup. You know, Monster Hunter is like one of the most popular games over there, right?
Yeah, and I know. I always think about that when I do play that game. And I like that game, but I have to remind myself that they take it to another level sometimes, even in reality.
That brings us to the 101st and final entry, Brian.
A similar topic came up earlier, not necessarily the works of Tolkien or his Master of the Language or anything like that, but Lord of the Rings in general, because I think that has taken a life of its own.
Yeah, there's even an expanded universe to it at this point.
Well,
I don't know whether or not that's a positive or negative, but when you say it's taken on a life of its own, I mean, I think that's a given whether you're in appreciation of those aspects or not.
This is true.
So yeah, I gotta give it a yay.
I give it a yay as well. Recent Hobbit adaptations notwithstanding, because you said Lord of the Rings specifically.
But I still love to hate them, so I would include them.
Okay. More than fair enough. Well, excellent. We rounded out our 101 fascinations for our 101st episode, and it occurs to me, guys, that there is a 102nd fascination that we'd like to share with our audience. That being this show, the Nerdstravaganza podcast. We got some yays or nays on that. I give it a yay.
Mostly yay? No, I'm just kidding. Of course it's yay.
It's like a 52% yay.
Can we abstain? Yeah, there's a bias. We have to abstain.
Yes, let's let the audience judge for themselves.
Conflict of interest.
Definite conflict of interest. So let's let the audience judge for themselves by, among other things, subscribing to our podcast on iTunes or whatever pod-catching software they happen to use, and writing us favorable reviews, giving us stars, etc., or abstaining if they don't have anything nice to say.
That's what your mom taught you.
And hopefully they will liking us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, plus wanting us on Google+, and joining our secret society private group on Facebook.
They can also visit us at nerdstravaganza.com or drop us a line with some of your favorite things at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com.
And our list will be posted on Facebook soon, so don't forget to add your own likes. We can do sequels. We can go 103 fascinations and 104, as many as you like, or comment on ours.
Either way, we hope to hear from you. And until then, and until next episode, keep feeling fascination.